This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. He stopped writing operas in 1829 when he was 38 years old. For the next almost 40 years, Gioachino Rossini was virtually silent. An exception to that silence was his Petite Messe Solennelle, written in 1863, a few years before his death. The New Mexico Symphonic Chorus opens its third season with a rare performance of the Petite Messe Solennelle on Sunday, October 6th at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. With us this morning is the music director of the Symphonic Chorus, Roger Malone. Now, Roger, someone said that this work wasn't particularly petite and wasn't particularly solemn like a mass should be.
Well, it's not a requiem. It is a rather joyful piece, especially the fugues in both the first and second half. Petite brings up a really interesting question. He did indeed write petite on the manuscript page. Perhaps he was talking about the original instrumentation, because people expected a mass by Rossini to have full orchestra like all of his operas. And he wrote it for two pianos and harmonium. Now, it is true that years later, not that many years later, he did orchestrate it for full orchestra. However, he never heard that performance. He never heard it with orchestra. In his own lifetime, the only way he knew the mass really was for two pianos and harmonium. So maybe the petite refers to that. But the silly part about calling it petite is it's not only full-blown as a compositional structure, but it's full-blown in length. We put a small intermission. Part one is about 40 minutes, and part two is about 40 minutes. So you put that together, and how anybody could call an hour and 20-minute work petite is hard to imagine.
Now, you mentioned the original orchestration that Rossini conceived for this piece, and that is indeed what you will be presenting.
Yes, absolutely. But here, we're going to use a synthesizer. I have to confess to that, because I don't know of a harmonium that's in good playing condition that we can get our hands on around here.
Now, tell me, Roger, why did you choose to open the third season with this particular piece of music?
Well, when we talk about choral literature, it is so different than talking about symphonic literature. If you were to start playing well-known themes from everything from Rhapsody in Blue to the New World Symphony to the Beethoven Fifth, most people would recognize those. One of the things about selling choral concerts is you can number on one hand the choral works that everybody knows and wants to hear. Messiah is maybe number one before Carmina Burana, and we've just about exhausted it right there. So anything we do outside of those pieces to open our season is going to be something that may be well known to choral people, but it's a very tiny audience of people that have actually heard of it. And we need to reach a bigger audience than that. And I'm kind of hoping that the success that Opera Southwest has had with Rossini operas that I never heard of, like Otello, and oh my, is it wonderful.
Right.
And so I'm hoping they'll trust us the same way, because this piece is just as wonderful.
One critical response I read described it as elegant.
I think that's absolutely appropriate. I think it's perfect. It's beautiful melodies. It really was Rossini at his elegant best, I think.
Roger Malone leads the New Mexico Symphonic Chorus, along with guest vocalists and instrumentalists, in Rossini's rarely performed Petite Messe Solennelle, Sunday, October 6th, 3 p.m. at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets and a season schedule, go to nmschorus.org or call 724-4771. Roger, wishing you a great third season.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
Hosanna.